running a little late. My stuff just restarted, so we'll see if we can hang with it. Coming up next, The Scene, Episode 9. You're listening to Radio Blue.
Punk rock show? Welcome back, those that are still out there somewhere. Missed a couple weeks, but The Scene is back. Today's scene is California punk, and that was NOFX with Separation of Church and State from 2003, which is, we'll kind of end up there, but we are going way back before that to find out where Cali Punk came from. These are going to be really short songs. They're all like a minute and a half. So I've kind of stacked some bands back to back because I don't think you can judge a band by a minute and a half. So how about 3 minutes? Starting out, this is going to be like 1976. So we'll do a ride from 76 up to the early 2000s. And then if we have time, I'll play some more modern stuff from kind of the same bands. But I will not be going into pop punk because I feel like that goes off a little bit on a different tangent, even though it is kind of the where it all came from. So went to anyway. So starting off 1976, California. This is the Runaways, and I included a little bit of this is a live show, so I thought it was so funny. She starts talking to the crowd at the beginning, and she's like, "Sit down, sit down. It's a punk rock show, man." But punk didn't exist yet till now. You're listening to The Scene, episode 9, California Punk on Radio Blue.
Can everybody sit down a little bit? Because there's something in this next song we want everybody to see. You'll know what I mean when you see it, okay? Huh? People in the front, please, so they can see. I'm telling you. Come on. Hey, man, these people in the back paid money, too. They want to see. Down. Thank you. You can stand up afterwards. I really appreciate it, really. It's worth it. Thank you. Thank you. As soon as you all get comfortable, we'll start.
Teenage jail, that's where.
Oh my god!
Yeah, come on, you're gonna I've been around.
Oh yeah,
on the planet of sorrow. There's no tomorrow. You
That was So Juvenile, China White and the Flyboys. Before that, we had the theme song by the same Flyboys. And two songs by the Runaways before that. Dead End Justice was the first track from 1976. And California Paradise in 97. I was only able to really find two bands from like around the 76 era that had that sound. So that's all you get. We're going to keep going after that. But I looked up some of the history of punk. Yes, I looked up punk rock on Wikipedia, which is like the least punk thing you can do. But I always kind of thought that UK punk started and then it kind of drifted over here. And we had like the ska mix. We had the ska show a while back. But it was actually all going on kind of simultaneous. It was 1976 for all these. UK was getting started with the Sex Pistols. California is going with the Runaways and the Flyboys and Atomic Kid and some others. And then New York had its own thing going on with CBGB. CBGB will be an entire show at one point. Pretty much guarantee that. But you can hear this like cool California kind of surfer vibe going on in a lot of these the early 70s punk stuff. And it's a lighter sound, I guess. It kind of comes from a garage rock. And it's not till kind of the late 70s when that hardcore sound that everyone is used to takes over. So we're moving on. Speaking of the late 70s, we finished with 76, 77. We are now going up to 79 with bands like Black Flag, The Dills, The Weirdos, Angry Samoans, Middle Class. And there's a couple songs in here which, if I read the title, which I will, probably get reprimanded. Hope HR is not listening. All right, let's get back into it. We got The Weirdos coming up with We Got the Nutribomb. You're listening to The Scene, Episode 9 on Radio Blue.
We have the new trouble. or nothing. Me, I don't wanna do nothing. To me, art is nothing. So girl, don't you try. To push me around. Don't push me around. You always want me to stop, but I don't wanna. You always want me to stop. Well, I'm not gonna. You always talk about nothing. Push me around. Don't push me around. Ooh, girl, it makes me so mad. Ooh, girl, it makes me so bad. Don't push me around.
What's again?
Don't push me around.
What's again?
Don't push me around.
What's again?
They lack.
Rise above, we're gonna rise.
Oh man, this is going to be a lot of tracks to read. That was I Hate the Rich by the Dills. Before that, Out of Vogue by the Middle Class. Oh, this is when I'm getting in trouble. They Saved Hitler's Cock by the Angry Samoans. Time Has Come by the also the Angry Samoans. Class War by the Dills. Before that, we had our first taste of Black Flag, which is jumping the time a little, but that's 1981. Had to squeeze it in there. Before that, Don't Push Me Around by the Zeros. I Just Want to Have Something to Do by Ramones. And we started off with We Got the Neutron Bomb by the Weirdos. Now, I got to say that Ramones aren't from California, but they get a special mention on this. They're actually from the New York punk scene, but they influenced all of these bands. Like, they were starting in the late 70s, and everyone there heard them and put their own take on it. So they get to hang out with us for a bit. We're starting to kind of hear some of that, like, fragmentation of the old bastards doing the surfer punk and then the hardcore leaking in. This was and there's neighborhoods in here too. Like, there's Nardcore, which is from Oxnard, and there's the Orange County bands, and then there's San Francisco bands like Dead Kennedys and the Nuns, the Mutants. Those are all San Francisco. Orange County is more like the Dills, the Zeros. We heard from them, the Weirdos, Germs. I couldn't find any palatable tracks on. It was all live music from like 1982, which sounded like garbage. So. Yeah, so kind of late 70s, the hardcore comes out, and it's the kids, and the surfers are called like the Hollywood punk, and the kids are the more of a Orange County, was it suburban, I guess they called it, but the old people didn't like the young people. News at 11, they thought they were too crass, and maybe they wouldn't sit down at shows. I don't know, but. Now we're getting into what I would consider my favorite era. Like, that last one was like, I don't know. But I really like getting into the 80s and then into the early 90s even. There's a lot of really good stuff in there. So coming up next, we got Bad Religion, Agent Orange, The Descendants, Dead Kennedys, and Black Flag's going to come back for a little bit of that too. So let's see. I have screwed my setup up. Give me one second here. Listen to me hit keys. I forgot to cue the next setup, so my playlist actually ended. So, let's see. All right, we got Black Flag coming up. Stick with us. You're listening to The Scene on Radio Blue.
Thank you. satisfied with him leaving me alone. You know I'm running fast from a world out there. Yeah, I'm running fast from the world out there.
And you have to pass a test for to make it there. It has something to do with the world that's living now. And the only way to go ahead is by being liable. There's always one more hill to climb. There's always one more hill to climb. Vomited by multiple choices, 24/7. Having in your tangled web of logic and compassion. Guided by some conscious voices, has to be determined. We'll be right back.
want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Hiya. Well, say, what do you think of this band here? Man, I've never seen these guys before. Gee, I think they're pretty new wave. They have a little vibe. They've got kind of an R.E.M. thing, and I think they've got kind of riding the crest, so to speak. Can I get you something, maybe a daiquiri or a margarita? Oh, you don't want to dance with me. I guess it's true, you can't really dance to that kind of music now, can you? I know Billy Idol says you can dance by yourself, but I'd rather dance with you. You know what? No? Oh, okay.
Have you new way? Don't know why here. Got a previous deal. I see you. Oh, yeah. Have you new way? Don't turn away. Close those studies here. And listen to what I say. Why?
Refuse to run the life of you. I refuse.
Cry for Help in a World Gone Mad by Agent Orange, 1981. Also by them, Bloodstains. And a whole bunch of text there that doesn't matter. Two songs from The Descendants before that, Sour Grapes and Suburban Home. A track I'm scared to read, which is World Up My Ass by Circle Jerks off of their album Group Sex. Just going to let that echo for a minute. Two Bad Religion tracks before that, Tested and Running Fast. Running Fast was the acoustic song. Bet you didn't think you'd have an acoustic punk song, but I kind of think that's more punk than anything because they're doing what they want and they don't care what you think. I Can See You by Black Flag before that, and another one by them, Drinking and Driving, which NoFX also has a song about that later on, which is, I believe, you shouldn't drink and drive because you don't want to spill your beer. Something along those lines. You'll hear. Fun stuff about Black Flag in there. I was just looking some of these bands up and some of the history, and they couldn't find anywhere to play in LA. They were one of the first hardcore punk acts, and clubs wouldn't book them, so they booked themselves. They would book picnics and house parties and schools or anyone that would let them go in there. And then they would just, like, I think it's kind of the birth of the huge flyer thing. And they said they put no less than 500 flyers up for every show they played. I don't think I've ever promoted anything in my life 500 times. So now we're getting into, that was kind of a lead up, but this is what I would call my favorite era. Things get to be a little bit more polished, but still raw. This is kind of the close to the last, I would say, era before pop punk started to take over. This is when bands like Operation Ivy are coming out, Dead Kennedys, NoFX, Wasted Youth. So looking forward to this set. Let's kick it off. Hear what Jello Biafra has to say with the Dead Kennedys. You're listening to The Scene on Radio Blue.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. I'm going to get the call to be the job and get the call. You see that guy is staying away from walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I'm working no more. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working no more. I'm going to get the call to be the job and get the call. You see that guy is staying away from walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I'm working no more. From now on, it's the years. Oh, God, I see the world of God. I see the love of people dying. I have a new face. I can just turn right off my back if I had the nerve to stay. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I'm gonna make the corner. We've been driving with it for. You made my time to stand my way. I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I won't be here no more.
Coming for it, I'll win the bank. Coming, let's be on. giant is sure. There's nothing that I like better than getting something for nothing. Some will tell you that nothing's for free. Obviously, they've not met me. Cake and eat it too. And there's lots of free lunch for you. If you think you're being cheated, you don't have a clue. You don't know where you are or what to do. I sit in my easy chair. I've got so much time to spare. Because I know in the future day I'll have my lion's share. And drive, you might spill your drink before you get behind. Now we'll just stop and think. 39% of acts tits are caused by pixelated. The other 65% are not alcohol related. What does this tell us of drunk drivers? They seem to have a better record than the sober team.
Between my breasts and mine, I don't want no war. Going down tonight.
Stop this war. Stop this war. Civilization, ha, I call it empathy. I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution now has gone the way of aim. A world of all resolved into a stupid pain. Stop this.
with another unison. Ain't nothing wrong with another unison. Ain't nothing wrong. Evolution gotta come right, unity as one, stand together, unity. Evolution gotta come, unity as one, stand together, unity.
Just like
Holiday in Cambodia, Jello Biafra, and Dead Kennedys. Not the Dead Kennedys. There's so many bands that start with the that are just the name. They had a litigious ending. We'll get to that in a minute. Before that, we had Knowledge by Operation Ivy. Interesting stuff with them, too. Problem Child and Fuck Authority by Wasted Youth, 1990 before that. Unity, another Operation Ivy track. I didn't group them all. Two by NoFX, we had You Drink, You Drive, You Spill. He never said you spill your beer. He just said you spill your drink. And Life of Riley, same of them. And two more Dead Kennedys tracks before that. Gone With My Mind and Take This Job and Shove It. I saw Jello Biafra speak to a room full of hackers in 2002 at the 2600 convention in New York City, H2K2. It's pretty interesting. I mean, they have a lot of overlap. They do a lot of hacktivism type stuff, and he spouts off a lot of crap. He always complained about his relationship with the Dead Kennedys and how it... Dead Kennedys. See? I'm even doing it. How it ended. And I just looked up the resolution, and like he got sued by the band members for not paying out royalties, and he really didn't pay them, so... Whoops. Operation Ivy also in there was interesting. They had one album in 1989. They broke up 2 weeks later after performing at Green Day's first performance. So, weird little fact there. All right, we are getting into the... that was... What was it? 1984 to 92. We're going to do most of the end here with the 93 plus. And I have a couple like 2010 plus if we end up with that. But we got some... A lot more NoFX, I warned you. Pennywise. A couple others from the 90s that you might have forgotten about. Let's hear it. You're listening to The Scene, Episode 9, California Punk on Radio Blue. This is The Offspring.
Oh, Cause I know, oh! night. Swept by the worst to a house that lives to winter bleed. 21 years old, no money to read. I saw the roof caving over and over again. Beat up, bruised, and broken, and broken. But Jesus crying again.
Gonna do now that he can't ring. The doctor said, what you been thinking about? I said, that's the point. I won't think about nothing. Now I gotta do something else.
Oi, oi, oi!
Past the time and someone shaving, then he got a new identity. 62 old air cushion boots and a girl who rides a scooter to take him out of town.
There's no life values, it's so easy to succeed.
Three tracks by NoFX there. That was 72 Hookers. Before that, we had Dig and Bob. Before that, two Rancid tracks, World Ward and Adina from 93. We had one Green Day track. Kind of wish I put more in there, but that was off of their first album, Dookie. Not Dookie, Kerplunk. Dookie came after. Two from Pennywise, Come Out Fighting and Wouldn't It Be Nice from 91. And two from The Offspring off of their 94 album, Smash, which, man, they blew up for, like, the wrong song. And I kind of felt bad for them because the song that everybody knew wasn't even a punk song. And, like, imagine working your entire career coming up with this great punk band and then the one track that gets popular has nothing to do with what you've done. Now all your fans don't like your music except what they want you to make in the future. Maybe that's what happened. All right. We're wrapping up the end of the show here. No show next week because I have a work thing. I'll be out of town. We'll be back after that. Thank you all for listening. We're going to have Jello Biafra and Dead Kennedys take us out. I thought this was a really interesting track. I listen to a bunch of music and I walk around miles all week just scanning tracks and seeing what I like. And this was out of character for punk and I really liked it. Because it's called Chicken Shit Conformist. Thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks.
Heart's not dead, it just deserves to die when it becomes another stale cartoon. A closed-minded, self-centered social club. Ideas don't matter, it's who you know. If the music's gotten boring, it's because of the people who want everyone to sound the same, who drive the bright people out of our so-called scene, till all that's left is just a meaningless fad. Ripped us apart even more than drugs are the thieves and the goddamn liars, ripping people off when they share their stuff, when someone falls on their any friends. Harder core than thou for a year or two, then it's time to get a real job. Others stay home, it's no fun to go out when the gates are wrecked by gangs and thugs. When the thugs form bands, the crew gets record deals from New York metal labels looking to scam. Who signed the most racist queer bashing bands they could find? Let's hide our attention, we won't have to have anything. Let's hide our attitude, let's hide our attitude.
The more they stay.